paragraph mem tes. V'alkein, and therefore, mi shehoilech betmimus loy yikosher le'olam. A person who goes with simple sincerity will never stumble, will never get messed up. Kama shekosov, as the pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Yud, hoilech betoim yelech betach. A person who goes with tmimus goes with sureness. Because with tmimus and emuna, a person will end up fulfilling the whole Torah, following all the laws. He believes that a person does have to make tzitzis for his garment. Hashem wants our tzitzis. And even though Hashem loves tzitzis, your person says, wow, you have 8? I have 80. No, you're not allowed to add at all to it. Kim shmoy nachutim, it's got to be 8. Lo yoyser, not more than that. V'chein b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Same thing's true about all the mitzvahs. Ki anu tzrichen la'asayis ha-mitzvahs rak kefi ma she'tziva Hashem Yitzborach b'li shum tam klal. We have to be willing to do the mitzvahs simply as Hashem commanded them, even if we don't understand it at all. V'anachnu mechuyovim la'asayis ma she'mut oleinu. We are required and obligated to do what's on us. V'Hashem Yitzborach yigmor ba'deinu. And Hashem will finish what needs to be finished. Hashem will see to it that whatever tikkunim need to happen will happen. Ki hakol al yodoi. Because everything is via Hashem. V'af al pi kein, onu tzrich la'asis ma'ashimut l'alainu kanal. And still, we have to do our part. We have to fulfill our part. V'chein afilu k'shechas shom hunich shalafam en be'zechet v'ovim. And so too, if chas v'shom a person sometimes falls and they commit sins, afal pikein lo yipol mizeh, person isn't allowed to fall out from that. V'yischazek lo shuv b'tshuva, but rather to pull himself together and to try to do tshuva. Ki yoidea sheyesh b'chinas biro shelamalo, shaydezeh nestakein hakoel kanal. Because the person knows that there are birurim that Hashem makes, where Hashem has the ability to fix everything, including the past, including any damage that I've done through my averus. And therefore, a person who accepts what we're saying here, that person will remain loyal to Hashem all the time, always serving Hashem, no matter what. And nothing will confuse him. Nothing will trouble him. He knows how to handle things. He knows how to do mitzvah. He knows what attitude to have when doing a mitzvah. He knows what attitude to have before doing an avera. And he knows what attitude to have after chas v'shalom a person's nichshol in avera. Ki yesh kama kushyos ushtusim etzel roiv bnei odom. Because most Jews have all kinds of questions and nonsense in their brains and in their hearts about Hashem, about Yiddishkeit, which causes them to mess up in all kinds of ways. And a person has to run away from all of that nonsense. And to rely only on faith in Hashem. And nothing should cause him to fall away from Hashem. Ki kol hanefilois v'esrachkus mi'Hashem yisborach v'torosoi nimshach mi'mevucha yisanal. Because Rav Nosson says all the falls that people experience and all the distancing from Hashem is all coming from this place, is all coming from these paradoxes, from these questions. Shemisham koyach habchira kanal, which is the source of bechira, ki bevadai kol hanafilos v'srachkus heimachmas habchira shel adam sheyesh lo koyach bebchirosoy leskarv l'Hashem yisborach haydei Torah mitzvos, oy lehefech chas v'shalom, because all the falls and the distancing that a person experiences from Hashem is all coming from bechira, that a person has a choice to choose to come close to Hashem through Torah mitzvos or the opposite. And the whole power of Bechira comes from the fact that we don't understand this question, this paradox, completely. There are some people who, because of their questions and because of their doubts, They don't buy in whatsoever. I'm not religious. Not the why, because I don't understand it. Don't make sense to me. Oy, shoy se chas v'shalom oy d'lehefer k'may akal olam. Well, you have some idiots who go the other way, and they go all out and doing sins and really having a good time. V'horishom o balei v'eroshom, like the rishom in balei v'eroshom. V'zeh nimshach mi ha-yetzahara sheyoynek mi mevuchay sanal. And this is also coming from the Yetzahara who draws his energy from these questions. Sheroitze lahagbir ha-yedi al ha-bechira, whereby the Yetzahara wants us to, that we should want to understand more. You know, the Yetzahara is trying to be magbir the yedi on the bechira, ke'ilu ein Hashem Yisborach roitze klal b'avoydes Adam. In other words, he's trying to be magbir, he's trying to say the main thing is yedi, the main thing is what Hashem does. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to do, Hashem is doing it. Tikkunim, Hashem is making all the tikkunim. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to make a living, turn a living to the spiritual stuff. Hashem is handling the spiritual stuff. There are people who that's their attitude. Hashem wants us to put on these black boxes on our head. What are you, crazy? The one who created the world that makes a difference to him, if I put these black boxes on my head, you know, for 60 minutes every, what are you, nuts? Shemishom nimshechu kol deyos ha'pikursim v'aperkim oy legamri, and again it's based on these questions and this mavucha that all the apikursim, people who reject religion completely, that's where it comes from. Val hamitzvah soimrim taimim shel hevel kilu him tikkun amadin rachmonol etzlan mehem me'amoinam, and regarding the mitzvahs, they try to give explanations as if it's nimusi, it's behavioral, you know, it's things to in order to run a government, in order for a country to work. Of course, you can't steal, you have to watch what you eat, you know. They try to present the Torah as if it's, you know, just a physical thing. For health reasons, you know, for social behavioral reasons, etc. Vafilu habali taivois, shoivram averois, veinim yed mechakiris klal. And even those people who are just running around having a good time, in quotes, you know, doing sins, and they don't delve into any philosophy, hafal pikein koyach bechirosom, vahayet sahor shalem, nimshach mibchina zu. Whether they recognize it or not, their lifestyle, their bechira and everything, is drawing from this mevucha, from this question, from this problem. Ki ikar hayetzahara nimshach mikfirois, kemavura kvar kama pomim. Because the main power of the Yetzahara comes from lack of faith in Hashem, lack of real faith in Hashem. So wherever there's weakness in faith in Hashem, the Yetzahara gets strong. In some people, the Yetzahara manifests itself in them through intellectuality. And in some people, the Yetzahara manifests itself in them through bestiality, by acting like behemoths, you know. Now, Rabbi Nosnal says, V'yesh lehefech. Now, there's another group of people. Ki yesh b'nei odom shekvar hischilu k'tzas b'avoydes Hashem. There are some people who started working in religion, v'kimu kama mitzvahs, and they're doing mitzvahs, ulefamim hispalo b'kavona, and at times they're zeicher to daven properly, v'osku b'toyra k'tzas, and they study Torah sometimes. Ach naflu acharkach mima'at avoydosam. However, at some point in time, they ended up losing it, losing their appetite for it, or losing it for whatever reason. V'ideze naflu b'daitom oid. And as a result of their falling, they ended up giving up, you know, giving up, just losing it completely and feeling that they have no chance at being religious, at living a religious life. It's V'yesh harbe shenesiyai shulagamri, machmashero sheze kama pomim shesayru l'ashem izborach v'leolsa biyodom, ki yaduin yin haraze bekama b'nei nurim. And there are many people who end up quitting, giving up hope completely, because they see that they've tried several times. They made a sincere effort, you know, to try to really be serious about their religion, and still they failed. So they end up giving up, Rachman al-Slam, as is the case, unfortunately, among many young people, Rabbi Nosnal says. V'yetzahor hazeh hu lehefech. Their yetzahor is the opposite. Sheyoinek mimevuchay sanal. He also draws from these paradoxes. V'roitze lahagbir ha-bechiro al ha-yediyah. In their minds, he's trying to convince them that everything depends on them. And since they're not doing such a great job, then forget it, and there's no hope, and there's nothing they can do about it. he takes out the fact that what about Hashem's part in all of this? Ki'ilu ha'koil tolu rak bodom levad, b'li Hashem yisbarach klal. Their yetzor is as if everything depends on them. And since they keep failing, so forget it. There's nothing to do. Therefore, since I see that I keep trying and trying and failing, what can I do? And they're forgetting, hold on a second, even if you fail, who cares? Who cares? Hashem is going to fix everything up in the end anyway. Your job isn't to succeed. Your job is to try. Your job is to put in sincere effort. Fail, success. You know, you have these cases where kids, you know, try to make something or try to do something, a kid, and the kid doesn't succeed. Then the parent comes in and says, let me show you. And the parent comes in and finishes it off and, wow, you know. So the kid says, so 1 second, why was I working here for the past 2 hours trying to do this if in the end my parent was just going to come and zip-zap and it would be accomplished? The answer is because the parent gets tremendous nachas from the kid's effort. Finish, not finish, took it. Don't worry, we can finish it with you, without you. That's not the issue. It's your effort that I got so much nachas from. These people, once they've fallen a few times, they give up hope. But in reality, this is all the handiwork of the Satan, who's trying to get the person to give up on themselves. And we said the whole power of the Eitz Hara comes from this Yediya Bechira issue. Because a person who goes with simple sincerity and he believes that he can't understand these paradoxes, but rather that we have to believe that everything depends on us and everything is up to Hashem, even though we can't understand it completely, such a person will never go far away from Hashem and will never fall, chas v'shalom, fall completely. Because we certainly are required to serve Hashem with everything we have, to put everything into it. Ki ha'koil tolu boni, because it's all dependent on us. Ki ha'oretz nosan livnei odom, Hashem has given the world over to man. I want you to do it. V'afal pikein, ein shum nefila biyush boilam. And despite that, there's no such thing as falling or giving up. Ki soif kol soif yigmar Hashem yisbarach kirtzayna. Because the end, Hashem is going to make it all work anyway. Hashem is going to work it all out anyway. V'hu yisbarach goymer v'yigmar tamid. Hashem always finishes and will finish. V'chol ma'ashoy sodom shum dover toiv einoy neved l'olam. And any good move that a Jew makes in this world never goes lost. Ubevadai hadovor toiv oise pulose bishleimus. And certainly, whatever good you did causes what it's supposed to cause. It accomplishes what it's supposed to accomplish perfectly. Afal pi sheroya achar shachach loyose loyofe. Even though the person sees that it didn't work out, let's say a person was trying to learn and trying to finish a certain Gemara, and they kept trying and trying, and they only got up to Daf Chof, and they never ended up finishing that Gemara. And still, that's something that we can't understand. What do you mean? I tried so hard. I did everything I possibly could. Like the Gemara says regarding the example of Shiluach HaKan, a person whose father sends him to go do the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, and he goes doing it, and while he's doing it, Hashem, he falls and gets killed. And the question is, the Torah says that for listening to your parent, you get long life. And the Torah says for the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, you get long life. Here he did both. And the Gemara says, that Acher witnessed an episode like this. And this is part of what caused him to leave completely, to leave religion.
Because
However, our rabbis explain over there that when it says long life, long life means in the place where long life really counts, in the world to come, not in the physical world. V'chein yesh kama mitzvois v'anhogois toivois shemafurish batoira ubedevei rabbeseinu zal. And so too, there are many mitzvahs and good things that the Torah recommends, and the Gemara recommends, shal yodom zoichen lehinotzel mechatoim uluskar velavisporo, where it tells us that if you'll do this, it'll save you from committing sins and it'll help you come close to Hashem. K'ma shekosu b'mitzvah tzitzis, l'man tizguru v'asisim eskol mitzvoisoi. If you'll put on tzitzis, it'll remind you of the whole Torah and it'll help you fulfill the whole Torah. V'chein b'tfilin, l'man tia toiras Hashem b'ficha. Vim kein, and if that's the case, imechod loivish tzitzis, v'afal pikein mizgabarol of habaldovor machtia chasashon. If a guy puts on super duper tzitzis, and despite that, he goes ahead and does sins. Or he shaloivish gam tefillin, or he puts a tzitzis and tefillin. Vafal pikan ayetzahora mizgabro lov chas v'sholem. And despite that, the ayetzahora defeats him, and he ends up doing a sin. Im kein chas v'sholem yifrak oil, v'lo yikayim gam mitzvah tzitzis v'lo chas v'sholem. If that's the case, what should the guy do? Should he chuck the tzitzis and tefillin also and say, okay, I'm not going to do anything? Im kein chas v'sholem yomir dosoy lagamri? What should he do? He'll convert? He'll change religions, chas v'shalom. Kemo shebe'emes kol hapor kemo yel v'chol ha'mumorim rachmon al-tzlan. Bo lo ze rak machmas nefilois ko'elu kayadua maisius ke'elu harbe. As really happened, those people who end up, many people who were religious at one point and gave up religion, or many people who converted out of a religion, it was because of things like this. That they tried, they failed, and because they didn't understand it completely, then forget it. Chuck everything. I'm quitting. I'm out. Chas v'shalom. Aval be'emes, im ein, aval be'emes, einonu mevinim darchei Hashem. But the truth is, we don't and can't understand the ways of Hashem. Ubevadai kol divrei ha-Torah v'dibur ha-Raseinu Zal emes v'tzedek. And most definitely, the words of the Torah and the words of our rabbis are correct. Rak sheyesh kamot vorim sheyef shlonu lovinam. It's just that there are certain things that we can't understand. Ki bevadai mitzvah tzitzis yesh lo koyach godoy lahatzil esod meitzahoro. The mitzvah tzitzis definitely has incredible power in it to protect a person from doing sins. Ukemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, as the Gemara tells a story, ma'ase ba'odom echad sheyesh zor b'mitzvah tzitzis. The person, a Jew, who was very careful about mitzvah tzitzis, and one time, the Yetzirah got hold of him and he was about to commit a terrible sin with a woman and he was getting undressed and a wind blew the tzitzis in his face and suddenly he said, hey, what am I doing? Am I crazy? And he got dressed and ran out. But even though we have that story in the Gemara, not everybody is the same. V'yesh echod shenimshach acharei yetzora kol kach at shafilu im loivish tzitzis koshelo ilamei neged yetzora. There are certain people who are so locked into the yetzora that even though he's wearing tzitzis, he's still doing sins. V'yafal pikein tzorach li zoher lilboish tzitzis. And again, that doesn't mean he should take the tzitzis off. He has to wear the tzitzis. Adarabba, just the opposite. He's got to be even more careful about it. And if he sees that the tzitzis are not rescuing him, saving him from doing sins, then again, at least he has this mitzvah. At least he has one mitzvah in the bank. The mitzvah tzitzis. So he won't get wiped out completely. Vegam ulai yitzdarfu bekama zmanim kol hamitzvos shel tzitzis shekiyam b'chol yoyim. Vegam yitzdarf lo zeh sharei mitzvos. And Rav Nosson says, despite everything, maybe after a while, the tzitzis that he's been putting on the past 6 months or 6 years, combined with other mitzvos that he's doing on a daily basis, like charity, shematzelas me'averoi, so geitzu behem, maybe eventually they'll all get together and give him the power to overcome his Yetzer Hara. However, regardless, Al kol ponim, kol ma shoyse dover toiv, eino neved lailam. Regardless of anything, any mitzvah that the person does do, any good deed he is doing, that's in the bank, that's in the vault. That can never be taken away from him. And even if afterwards, after he learned for 3 hours in the morning, in the afternoon he went ahead and did a terrible thing, who knows where that person's Yetzirah is coming from? From what level and from what world? Because there are infinite levels in this. There's all kinds of things that we have no idea about. How things work. All so that man should be able to have bechira. Because the main bechira is based on the fact that we don't understand all of these things, that there's so much we don't understand about Hashem and about Torah and about... The pasuk in Koheles, chapter 3, where it says, "Es ho'olam nosan balibam," and the word ho'olam is spelled without a vav, as helam, the hiddenness, things that people don't understand, that Hashem has made it this way, so that people cannot understand everything Hashem does from beginning to end. Shepirusho eloshin ha'alomo, kama shepirush Rashi sham. Rashi HaKadosh over there interprets the word ho'olam eloshin ha'alomo. V'alkein kol odom eich shehu, yi eich sheyye, hu mechuyuv la'aseis es sheloi koyim eichayev. And therefore, based on all of this, every single person, no matter where he's at, no matter how high or low he is required to do whatever he can throughout his life, to do whatever good he can. V'im afal pikein eino yizoyche chas shalom l'kedush etara, and if after all of his efforts, he is not successful in becoming holy and pure. Afal pikein hatoiv einoy nevad klal. Still, the good that he's done does not go lost at all. Chas v'shalom. Ki les reuso tavodes avid. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Truma, Daf Kuf Nun, that even a good thought of a Jew doesn't go lost. If a Jew has a good intention or a good thought, even if he never gets to carry it out. Who knows what's accomplished, what's being achieved through my goodness? Maybe Hashem used my mitzvah of tzitzis for something much, much more important and much higher than what I thought I wanted it to be used for. For instance, if a person learns in a certain sefer that if you do this and this mitzvah, it leads to XYZ. And that's what inspired him to do that mitzvah. Because it says if you do this mitzvah, you'll get Eretz Yisrael. You'll get, So the person went ahead and did that mitzvah to the best of their ability, and they were not zoiche to the objective that they wanted to achieve. Ein loy lipoil bedaitoy klal. The person should not be disappointed whatsoever. Ki mi yodei adarchi Hashem? Who can understand the ways of Hashem? Ulai Hashem izborach helo mitzvah sheloy letzorach tikkun gavoya yoser. Maybe Hashem took your mitzvah and used it for a much higher level tikkun than the thing that you had in mind. Because Hashem's thoughts are very deep. And a Jew is not allowed to chas v'shalom think into, the ways of Hashem or the ways of the rabbis to see is Hashem fulfilling his promise or not, chas v'shalom. Ki kol divrayim emes v'tzedek. Because all the words of Hashem and the tzaddikim are 100% accurate. Rak sheyesh kama dvorim she'enu mevino isam, but there are certain things that we don't understand. Ki nimshach mimavuchzal, because they stem from this paradox. She'yef shelavinim, which is impossible to understand. Shemishom ikar koyach habechira, which is the source, for the whole concept of bechira.